You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, have you ever eaten at Spunky Dunkers Donuts in Palatine? I'd not heard of them until a story by the Chicago Tribune by Leslie Bonilla and Stacy Westcott today, or maybe it was yesterday. I think it's today. But anyway, they are a bakery, a donut shop in Palatine, and they rely on, you know, like retailers rely on Christmas shopping, they rely on Fat Tuesday to sell a lot of baked goods and to keep things going. Well, because of the snowstorms and because no one is commuting, no one was buying punchkis last week as well. People would buy them by the box full before and take them to the office. They didn't get that business. And it nearly threatened their business. They posted on Facebook on Thursday, quote, "So real talk, we need your help," end quote. They explained their situation and the community responded. They sold 10,000 baked goods over the next 3 days, so much so that they've now run out of ingredients. We're going to talk to one of the owners of Spunky Dunkers Donuts a little bit later in the program, but right now Alderman Matt O'Shea is on the phone line. Matt, welcome back.
Hi, Steve. How are you, buddy?
Good. How about some Spunky Dunkers Donuts? Does it sound nice or what?
That sounds really good right about now.
You know, this post office story, I have been really slow to come to it because when I was hearing some of the complaints around the holidays, the post office said it was the holiday rush. I'm like, okay. You know, I live in the suburbs and it's like, well, it's the same U.S. Postal Service. I'm still getting my mail every day. How bad can it be? But it just hasn't gone away. And the stories, I mean, I don't want to say they're life and death, but there's one guy who might have lost $1 million in retirement income because of a delay. I mean, it's what's going on?
Well, that's what I've been asking for several months, Steve. This is beyond absurd that the postmaster has continued to allow this nonsense go on as long as it has. It's beyond frustrating. You know, residents just in my community, I hear stories of not getting medication, someone who has health conditions. I had one gentleman nearly lost his house because he was waiting on paperwork on an issue he had with he was behind on his mortgage. Never mind the just day-to-day. You know, seniors in particular, they rely on the United States Postal Service. And that this continues to go on, and now we have the scathing report from the USPS Inspector General, it's just, it's mind-boggling that in any professional organization, this can happen.
But explain it for me, Alderman, because, so you're calling for the local postmaster to resign, correct?
The postmaster here in, for the Chicagoland area, in charge of the 48 post office stations in the city of Chicago, I'm asking for a resignation there based on an utter failure to do their job. You know, last August, I organized with my colleagues in the city council, 43 of us, 43 of the city council signed on to a letter asking for a hearing, asking to have a meeting. In 6-plus months, I have not received a response.
And does that postmaster then just oversee the city post offices? I mean, I'm trying to understand why it would work in some communities but not in others.
Well, what I'm getting in that 43 of my 50 colleagues signed on is that it's a problem everywhere. It's just a bigger problem in some areas, and it just continues to get worse. And, you know, excuses like the pandemic and the snowstorm, you know, somehow the nurses are getting to work.
Right.
The frontline medical workers, somehow the firemen are getting to work and the police officers. But we continue to see employees of the United States Postal Service can't get to work, so then they hire additional people, and they don't go to work. So if some of these folks don't want to go to work, let's have a job fair, and let's give some of the thousands and thousands of Chicagoans who are out of work an opportunity.
Are they protected? They're union jobs, though, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. But you'd think, I mean, we're not hearing the postmaster or anyone come out and say that they're angry about it, that they need help. It's just an odd situation. I mean, and I understand there are COVID concerns. My community lost a postal carrier, which is, you know, heartbreaking. But I've never noticed a drop in my mail delivery. You know, they keep doing the job.
And, you know, your mail carrier in your community, and I know my mail carrier. We know them by name. But if they're out sick or if they're on vacation, you're not getting your mail, Steve.
So what happens?
That is a lot of excuses.
What happens next, Matt?
Congressman Rush has called for the resignation of the postmaster. I've been in communication over the last several months with Senator Durbin. We see that my colleagues in the city council are upset. We need some action here. We need the United States Postal Service to start doing their jobs. You know, if a professional sports organization continues to have losing seasons and the team's in disarray, what do they do?
Well, the Mariners fired their CEO today.
There you go.
Yeah. Alderman Maddox.
It's one thing to have poor performance, but as I pointed out, when the postmaster can't return phone calls and emails and ignores 43 aldermen asking for a meeting for 6 months while you're failing in your job, where else can this go on and where else is this allowed?
19th Ward Alderman Matt O'Shea. Listen, good luck, Matt.
Thanks, Steve. You be safe.
You too. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to talk about the fireman's pension system and the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce and Mayor Lightfoot are on the same page with this. That's coming up. But first, here's Jen with traffic.